your personal favorite lettuce to eat?
Oh, Pure Green Farms baby green lettuce, the crunchy one.
Well, this is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and this week we welcome Joe McGuire. Joe is CEO of Pure Green Farms. Joe, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
Joining us from South Bend, where Pure Green has a major operation. Tell us about that, because it's fascinating technology, and I know from doing previous interviews on the television show, that technology really is world-class.
What we're doing is growing beautiful, fresh, crispy green and red leaf lettuce in a greenhouse. We've got 3.5 acres under glass, and we've got a 53,000 square foot head house, and it's a fully automated system where we're able to do everything with automation and robotics from seed all the way through harvesting into the package.
Now, as I've been told, basically human hands don't touch the lettuce until the consumer gets it home, right?
That's right. The whole system is designed for that, so that nobody, you don't have interaction of human beings with the lettuce. You have human beings driving the system, but they're not having to handle it.
How did you pick South Bend? How did this all come about?
A lot of it had to do with location. They saw that there was an opportunity here because there had not been anything of this scale in the area. And so the location was perfect. Being in the crossroads of America, we're able to reach major population centers and made for a great fit. And it also has very good climate. Believe it or not, you want to be focused on having a climate with enough sunlight and then the right temperatures and humidity levels and then sources of water.
Joe, give us a snapshot of your background, your path to Pure Green. Have you always been in kind of the food business?
I've always been in the fresh produce business. I've been in fresh produce for over 32 years, working even out in California, in the lettuce deal in California, down in Florida, and then many points in between. So I've had the pleasure of watching the evolution, in particular this category, fresh lettuce, but then some also other categories.
Hydroponic farming has been around for some time now. What are some of the benefits to growing food in this way, both from a business standpoint on your end, but also from a consumer standpoint?
First of all, you don't have to go and find the microclimates to put your facility. That's what farmers have to do. You have to go find the right climate where to grow. And here we can grow right in the middle of these population centers. And then that makes the product fresher because it's local, and then also fresher and safer because we're able to control our environment. We're able to make sure that we don't have outside guests, so to speak, inside our fields where we're growing. And we're able to control the growing and not having to use pesticides or herbicides as well.
If you go into a little more detail, because I think the technology, the innovation around this is fascinating. This was a major investment by Pure Green in South Bend, Pure Green Farms. Talk about the technology and really how it works in getting this lettuce from the location there and growing that growing process and distributing to stores.
It's a controlled environment agriculture business. And so what we're able to do is farm using a lot less resources. We don't have to use as much land as a typical field grower. We use about 95% less water than a field grower, and then we're not having to hit our crops over and over again with things like pesticides and herbicides to control weeds and so on. And the way we are able to do that is we grow using the NFT, nutrient film technique, style of growing, where we have a thin layer of irrigation water that travels under the plants in the gutters, and it allows the roots to dig down and get that nutrition from the water. And then we're able to control the climate by circulating air and bringing the right levels of CO2, the right levels of humidity, temperature, and then, of course, we're using the sunlight that is free and being in the greenhouse, and we can control the amount of sunlight that comes in. And then when we don't have sufficient sunlight, we supplement with artificial light using LED and high-pressure sodium lights. So it's a high-tech facility designed to grow significant volumes of lettuce.
Technology innovation has really helped the hydroponic farming industry, if you will, evolve, help it improve, get better.
The technology is advancing so much that it's really giving us the ability to scale up. And as we start to scale up, we'll be able to become more affordable, more and more affordable. We believe that we're affordable now, but as we grow, will even become more so.
Talk about COVID-19 when it hit a year ago. Certainly grocery shoppers everywhere felt the effects, the breakdown in the supply chain. How did it impact Pure Green Farms? And what were some of the things you did to kind of combat what was going on?
It didn't affect us as much because we were not in the market at the time, but it did affect us in the sense of preparation for these types of disruptions to the supply chain. And I will say that even now, most people don't realize this, but there's disruptions in the supply chain going on right now, not directly related to COVID, but indirectly. There are no trucks out there. And it's becoming very, very difficult for the farmers out west to bring their product to the markets here in the Midwest and really all points USA. And this is a function of what has happened from the pandemic. And so, again, we're sitting in the middle of population centers and we're not as affected by that because we don't have a 2,000 mile ride to get to the cities that we want to distribute to.
So that's obviously one impact there. But in what ways, in your view, did the pandemic really force you to look to examine market accessibility, output, potential food waste, all those types of things? Did it force you to look at the business model and the way you do business in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, the whole business model is actually designed around disruption of supply chain. And that's really what controlled environment agriculture is all about. You've got these legacy supply chains out there that have been in existence for a long, long time, and businesses just depend on them. And so this business was designed to disrupt that by saying, hey, we think we can do it better, and we can produce a better product, and we can be more sustainable and easier on the environment. In essence, we kind of predate the pandemic because we wanted to disrupt the supply chain. And that's what the investors originally thought of when they put their money into this investment.
Talk about where we can find a Pure Green Farms product and stores or distribution.
We're local here in Martin's, which is the chain here in South Bend. We're in several farmers markets. We're in Northern Indiana Kroger stores. We're soon to be in Tony's Fresh Markets in Chicago. And we're about to sign a couple of deals with food service operators who have been able to sample our products and see the beauty of the lettuce and the benefit of it. It has great portion control, and we're at Stan's Food Service locally here. So every day we're advancing our business more and more.
You selected South Bend for this major investment, but to stay in South Bend, as you look at the ability to grow, pun intended, in South Bend, what are some of the advantages and things that you are looking at from that standpoint of future growth?
Location played such a big factor in it. And then also there were environmental factors with the weather and the amount of sunlight. And so that was big. It's really a whole bunch of things. It was great to work with the city of South Bend. They're very behind the project. The mayor has come down to see everything, and working with the business development people has been great. And then also another big factor is we have the ability to expand. We're sitting on 65 acres now. We have the ability to add three more phases, but then we can also advance out into the cornfield that we're in. And then again, we're right by all the highways where we can get to many, many points.
As you look, and you mentioned location as certainly being a major factor of locating in Indiana, in particular in South Bend, as you look at the ag bioscience space around the state of Indiana, the assets that are here from the corporate side, some of the big companies in the ag bioscience space, universities like Purdue and others, what opportunities does the ag bioscience, the assets here in Indiana, what does that provide to the company?
A lot, because the technology is advancing very quickly in this space. And so, for example, we've got the whole Department of Agriculture from Purdue coming up in a couple of weeks here to visit us. And this is a relationship that started about a year ago, and they're very interested in what we're doing, and we're very interested in working with them so that we could be at the forefront of the new technologies that are coming out, because every day we're learning something new on how to control our climate better, how to reduce our electric use through better technology on lighting and so on and so forth. So there's tons of opportunities. We just don't know what all of them are.
Yeah, imagine Purdue, you know, that relationship, you probably learned from them and they probably learned from you as well in terms of best practices.
Yeah, definitely will be mutual.
As you look out, Joe, in the next, say, 10 years from now, as you look at the technology in this sector, talk about kind of your crystal ball look at the tools, the capabilities, that you hopefully have that don't yet exist today, maybe innovations that are being developed? How do you see the industry going out 10 years or so?
I'm very bullish on it. Obviously, I'm in it. Mm-hmm. But I think what's going to happen in 10 years, I think you're going to see phenomenal scale. Most people don't realize the consumption of fresh lettuces alone, before I even talk about other categories, it's just staggering. The volume that is consumed in America, which is a good thing because it's very healthy for people. And so I do see scale becoming a huge factor. And I see the ability to transform acreage into lettuce producing and then even potentially other crops down the road. We just feel excited to be at the beginning stages of this.
Joe McGuire is the CEO of Pure Green Farms, a major operation, major investment in South Bend, an investment that continues to grow as well. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. Really do appreciate it and look forward to following your story.
My pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. For more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space, just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.